1, 2, 3, with no Yoko card machine, 7, 8, Mrs. Lamini has to cash up like this and miss 1, her 52nd 2, 3, date night 4, in a row.
5, 6, 7, 8,
if only she kept up to date with her competitors and bought the new Yoko 1, Kumo card 2, machine, 3, she would have seen her sales history on a full 7, HD touchscreen. Rise this Black Friday with the new Yoko Kumo card machine for just $4.99 once off. Available at Incredible Connection, Hi Store, Hi-Fi Corp, Cellu City, or order yours at yoko.com. Yoko, let's grow.
You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
So Impala Platinum is taking another swing at buying a stake of Royal Bafokeng Platinum. And this just days after Northam Platinum finalized its 32.5% acquisition of the miner. I've got Johan Thron, who is part of Impala Platinum, joining us to talk through the decision to try again and acquire shares in RB Plat. Thank you very much for your time, Johan. Maybe just give us a sense of why Impala Platinum delved into another try of buying those shares in RB Plat.
Yeah, so I think it's no secret that we've been trying for the better part of 20 years to do a transaction with RB Plat. This last iteration, we spent, you know, probably 2 years, you know, on due diligence and working up to this point. So obviously, the original intention was to try and acquire 100%, and we were ready to make that offer, but, you know, regrettably, that didn't quite work out, with a competitor coming in and buying a major shareholder's stake, 33-odd%. So that left us again, you know, with a couple of issues to ponder on. We still see deep value in the benefit of the two assets working a little bit closer together. And we also became more confident that we could still unlock that value through making an offer to the minorities. And in that way, acquire a position in the company, not 100% like we've, you know, envisaged before, but, you know, certainly get to, you know, 50% where we can control and consolidate into our own books. That will certainly allow us, you know, to unlock most of the value that we originally anticipated through the first transaction.
I mean, it's very interesting, this move, and you've mentioned a number of reasons that you are delving into it again. But initially, the holding company of RB Plat, Royal Bafokeng Holdings, had indicated that they were not very interested in a deal with Impala Platinum and would obviously vote against the deal. In your engagement with the stakeholders, has that view changed?
No, so I think one just needs to put that into perspective. So quite clearly, our original transaction, you know, having spent time on working up a value proposition, had a value proposition that was, you know, lower, significantly lower than the 180 Rand offer that they got. So quite clearly, they were incentivized by a competitor coming in and making, you know, a large premium offer. And, you know, it would have been remiss of them not to think about the commercial rationale of getting maximum dollar for their stake. So it certainly wasn't something that we, you know, were contemplating offering. And you know, they obviously maximized the commercial return. I think the relationship and working together has never been in doubt. It's just that they couldn't support a lower offer when they had a much higher offer on the table.
Yeah, but so then just explain how this exact acquisition is going to work. So it's a 24.5% stake in Royal Bafokeng Platinum. And I was speaking to some market analysts earlier on today to say you're offering 150 Rand a share, whereas Northam had offered 180 Rand, which you've just mentioned. So how exactly is it going to work now with Northam Platinum being in the mix?
Yeah, so I think it's a couple of important things. So the first thing is, Northam only offered 180 Rand to the Bafokeng as the major shareholder, nobody else. There was no other offer to the other minorities. And obviously that created a lot of unhappiness with the other shareholders. Well, our offer now is, you know, to everybody, but there's a low probability that Northam will accept our offer. But, you know, we anticipate that our offer is a compelling offer and that a large number of the minority stakeholders, you know, shareholders will accept that. So we've in fact already bought 25-odd%. So we've already affected and owned 25-odd%. And obviously through this transaction now being open, we anticipate, you know, to acquire more, you know, with the momentum that we clearly have on our side. So I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, very soon we'll be over 30 and approaching 40%. Obviously, shareholders in RB Plats are free to support our offer, sell their shares to us, or hold on to them. There is no other offer on the table as things stand today. So those are the two options they essentially have. The 180 was never offered to them. And so the two choices they have is hold on to the equity or, you know, consider selling to us for the offer that we opened up today.
And should they consider to do so or actually do so, at the process, how long are you thinking that it's going to take? Because there are a lot of regulatory frameworks that need to be met in terms of finalizing that acquisition. So in terms of time frames, the shareholders who are interested are probably thinking about when everything will be finalized. Is there a vague idea of that?
Yeah, so certainly, you know, this particular offer, we have to now complete and post the circular. And this offer, you know, to the open market would then open early in January. And typically, these offers remain open for, you know, a month or two. But equally, because the offer is in the market, just like the institutional shareholders that already sold to us, you know, other institutional shareholders or shareholders could certainly approach us and on a bilateral arrangement, sell their shares to us at the offer price. But as you alluded, I think up to about 40%, we've got a clear runway in front of us with our two, you know, onerous regulational hurdles to cross. Once we get to 40%, we would not be able to continue accepting the unconditionally offers to buy. There's a competition commission process that first will have to, you know, play out, and that typically, you know, would take 3 months or so, up to 6 months. So, you know, we certainly see a pathway where we can get to 40% quite quickly. Beyond that point, you know, as you point out, it could take 3 to 6 months to finalize. But, you know, whoever comes with an offer, that would be the same for them. But they would start their process only when they make the offer. You know, our process would have run, you know, some distance by then.
And of course, our competition process, Johan, is going to include conversations around the likes of jobs. And I'm sure Implats is willing to come to the table with an open mind to make sure that there's a minimal loss, if at all, after this transaction goes through, if it does.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think that's perhaps one of the appealing parts of our offer. Is, you know, the combined entity employs 55,000 people. It's a lot of jobs. The whole Western Limb, you know, we saw during the last down cycle, there was a lot of job losses. And what this offer does, in our view, is by tying up these two assets much more closely, you unlock a lot of value, and those 55,000 jobs becomes a lot more secure than they would be if the two companies are operating, you know, quite far apart. So that certainly would be a positive for our proposal, in my view.
I mean, I've done a lot of reading around this, and it's very interesting to see because a lot of market participants are saying that there would be better synergies between yourselves and RB Plats. Talk us through why people would think that. I mean, of course, it includes the fact that you would probably become one of the biggest platinum producers above some of the other big miners that are currently operating. And that is obviously a great thing, not only for the economy, but also for the business.
Yeah, so I think the way to think about it is, our two operations are right next to each other and is really divided by a fence. So you can think about it as two farms next to each other. And essentially by, you know, positioning the two companies closer to each other, you're effectively removing that farm fence and, you know, allowing, you know, the two to operate, you know, almost as one, and thereby having the benefit of scale of you know, using each other's infrastructure where it makes sense. You know, so that's certainly true for us and becomes immediately available. You know, Northam, on the other hand, is some distance removed. Their closest mining operation is probably 120, 150 kilometers away. So there's no obvious, you know, regional synergies where the infrastructure, the people, the resources, you know, can be brought to book like we would.
I mean, one of the big talking points at the moment, and I can't let you go without asking this, is vaccination drives. You've just spoken of an employee complement of over 50,000 people, and getting people vaccinated in the country at the moment is quite important. What is Implats's position here in terms of your vaccination drive and how you've been able to roll that out?
Yeah, so we certainly see vaccinations as a very key tool in terms of, you know, not just ourselves, but the country and the world being able to combat COVID. We were the first mining site to be licensed to administer, you know, ourselves vaccinations to our employees. We've also expanded that to use the same facilities for the surrounding community. And within the group, I'm happy to report that our Canadian operation is already 100% vaccinated. Our operations in Zimbabwe has already reached 100% in its own right. And the South African operations had a slightly delayed start compared to the rest of the world, but is way in front of, you know, South African statistics. We probably had a sort of 75-80% vaccination level, which is, you know, far superior to, you know, other industries and the country as a whole. So we've prioritized it. And we've made it, you know, easy for our people to get vaccinated, because we do believe that extending that opportunity to them and their families is the best way of guarding their health and wellness in terms of the challenges we all face with COVID.
Mm. And then finally, Johan, the opportunities or the future, the medium to long-term future for platinum mining. I mean, we've had an amazing commodity super cycle, but all those good things do come to an end. But just an overall view in terms of the sector, particularly PGMs, are you optimistic about the demand globally for PGMs and its continued demand, even though after COP26 we are going to be seeing economies and governments move in different directions?
Yeah, no, so certainly we do. But there are also risks associated with that, as you rightly point out. So the biggest risk for PGMs is certainly electrification in the auto sector. You know, more battery cars being built certainly will have an impact on us. But what we're also looking at supporting and what's being developed as part of the longer term, you know, answer to global warming is hydrogen and a hydrogen economy. And, you know, it is clear to us that, you know, that offers a lot of appealing, you know, processes forward. And platinum, particular as one of the PGMs in the range of PGMs that we mine, will play a very key part in that. So whilst we still have good support, there is certainly a difficult road ahead of us with electrification eating into our markets. But, you know, hopefully with continuous work and investment, we can also build the hydrogen economy to leverage a lot of that downside risk. And because of that, you know, over the longer term, you know, we remain very positive about PGMs, specifically, you know, the role that platinum will play in the future.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for your time, Johan Thron, who is the Group Executive for Corporate Affairs at Impala Platinum, also known as Implats, joining us there to speak about the offer that they have made to buy shares in RB Plat, Royal Bafokeng Platinum. Thank you very much for your time.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.